You're listening to Inside the County Board, an exclusive partnership between News Talk 1130 WISN and the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors.
Welcome back. I'm Harold Mester. One of the biggest changes in this year's budget from the county executive impacts the office of the Milwaukee County Sheriff. More than $14 million in cuts. And here in the studio are Supervisor Willie Johnson Jr. He's chairman of the county board's Judiciary Safety and General Services Committee. And also in the studio with us is Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark Jr. Thanks to both of you. So the county executive proposed major changes to the sheriff's budget, including abolishing about 126 positions, eliminating the Discipline Order Training Structure, or DOTS, program at the Correctional Facility South in Franklin. He eliminated the Drug Enforcement Unit and Community Relations while cutting some funding for expressway controls, general investigative services, and emergency management. I know there are a lot of different areas affected. Supervisor Johnson, as a member of the Finance Committee, you spent the better part of October going through the budget and voting on amendments, looking at different aspects of it. Did you see all this coming before it came?
No, Harold, I didn't. I didn't see all this coming. It just seems that the Office of the Sheriff has been somewhat targeted as it relates to the possible elimination of 244 employees in an office. And with the abolishment of 99 deputy sheriff's positions, abolishment of 25 deputy sheriff sergeant positions, two deputy sheriff captain positions, and the unfunding of a number of positions in the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. No, I did not see that coming. I'm the chair of the Judiciary Committee, and I just didn't get any of that in the months prior to in September when the county executive did give us the budget.
Sheriff, how about you? When did you have any advance warning that changes of these magnitude were on their way?
About 36 hours before he being the county executive, delivered his budget address to the full county board. And we're still, to this day, sifting through the wreckage, this train wreck of a budget. And that's what it is. He completely decimated the responsibilities that I have to provide public safety for Milwaukee County. And, you know, he did so in a pinata type fashion, if you will. He put a blindfold on and just started whacking, and he didn't use a surgical instrument to dissect and slice a little here, a little there. He just took a machete that didn't even have a sharp blade and gouged our public safety responsibility. And he didn't, you know, he doesn't have the experience. Not only is he a new county executive, but he knows nothing about public safety. I have 34 years of experience in urban policing, in an urban environment, and I've been 10 years as the sheriff now. A lot of experience that he never tapped into. He never consulted our office. He never extended any professional courtesy. My experience with this is in August, the county exec calls you in. He says, I have some ideas. I have some proposals for your budget. And there's some interplay because the county executive, at least the previous one, knew if I do something, it's going to have a cause and effect, and it may be affected somewhere else. And so he wants that sort of information to know, should he really push that button or should he not? Should he pull back? County Executive Abley said he consulted with some area law enforcement executives who he won't name. I want to know who those people are. First of all, I'm responsible for this budget. And that's the professional courtesy that I would like to think he'd say, I'm going to go to the guy who's responsible for this budget, tap into his 34 years of experience, because I, Chris Abley, don't have any law enforcement experience. And I want to see that if I start pushing buttons and pulling levers, that I don't push the one that says implode. And that never happened. I mean, we responded to 111,000 calls for service last year, over 111,000. Where we had to dispatch law enforcement officers, deputies, for law enforcement work. With 125 fewer bodies, I need to know from him, where am I going to pick up the slack? Because those 111,000 calls are still going to come in. Who's going to respond to those? 3,400 of those were the calls on the transit system. I need to know who's going to pick up that slack. I'm going to have 125 fewer law enforcement officers. That's one-third of my staff. So he's out there as recently as yesterday perpetrating this myth, and I'll only go that far, that he added 1,000 hours for park patrol, but yet he cut the 25 full-bodied law enforcement officers that actually provide that service. His inexperience and his ignorance of the way policing happens, you don't send hours to a call for service. If somebody calls and says, hey, I need a law enforcement officer here to do X, you don't send an hour, you send a person. So if you take the 25 people away who were responsible for transit security and parks patrol and you add 1,000 hours, I need to know from him who's going to respond to do that. You don't dispatch hours, you dispatch people. You have to have people to get this thing done. And that's that inexperience that I'm talking about. So, you know, it's going to happen. I can specifically state, because I don't like to predict Armageddon if it's not there, but it's going to have a profound impact on public safety, not only from the county's perspective, but this stuff's going to have a ripple effect on the local law enforcement agencies in Milwaukee County, all of the city agencies that are now going to have to pick up the slack left by the fact that I don't have the bodies anymore to send to transit calls, to send to parks patrols. I don't send hours to parks patrol. I send people to the lakefront where lawlessness is going to return. Longer calls for service. He wiped out one-third, County Executive Abley, wiped out one-third of my booking staff in the jail. One-third. We're a 24-7 operation. I have to book people in from the local agencies 24 hours a day, but I have one-third fewer people to do that. And so the public safety effect is going to be longer waits in line for local law enforcement officers from the city of Milwaukee, from Glendale, from Hales Corners, whose officers are going to be waiting longer downtown to book their prisoners in instead of back in their communities, patrolling their streets and providing the public safety back there. That's the ripple effect, and that's the effect on public safety it's going to have throughout Milwaukee County.
Supervisor Johnson, you introduced a number of amendments even here within the last week to try to backfill some of this. As it relates to the county executive's proposal, I'm assuming that you disagreed with a lot of the proposal for the sheriff's budget.
I did disagree, particularly as it relates to the booking in the detention bureau. We are under what's called the Christensen consent decree. A number of years ago, I believe in 1996, there was an effort to do something about the fact that people stayed in the booking area more than, I believe it was 30 hours. Sometimes they had to sleep on the floor. They had to sleep here and there. The area got crowded, and so a lawsuit was begun. The consent decree was released in 2001, and we as Milwaukee County have addressed the provisions of the consent decree. $130,000 or so went to the plaintiffs on that lawsuit, but we've paid over $800,000 in attorney's fees for that consent decree. And I'm sure the sheriff does not want a repeat of that situation just in the detention bureau as it relates to booking. So I propose an amendment to have positions restored, including some correctional officers' positions restored, and it was defeated.
So I'm looking at the amendment right here. It was to restore 11 deputy sheriff and 6 correctional officer positions in the booking release in the detention bureau.
Yes.
And that was a tax levy increase of just under $1.2 million, and it was a 2-4 vote. It failed at the Finance Committee.
Yes.
They couldn't stomach that tax levy.
I think what some of the supervisors are looking at is what could happen. It remains to be seen as it relates to negotiations with the Sheriff's Deputies Union and Milwaukee County. But if we don't have, if there's no tentative agreement by the time we sit down at 8:30 on Monday, then supervisors are going to have to look beyond the dollars and look toward what we need to do in order to ensure public safety in Milwaukee County.
You know, first of all, I'm going to give some credit to members of the county board who made a valiant effort to try to restore the damage done to public safety services of Milwaukee County, including Supervisor Johnson, including Supervisor West, who proposed some amendments to try to restore some of these positions, Supervisor DeBruin, Supervisor Luigi Schmidt, and there are some others, Supervisor Rice, Supervisor Sanfilippo. But I was a little disappointed that they're just nibbling at the edges. You know, 11 here, 6 here, 5 here. County Executive Abley wants to lay off 125 sheriff's deputies, law enforcement officers. I have to ask about the prioritization that goes on at the Milwaukee County government level. It is the first order of any level of government to secure the personal safety of its citizens, whether it be the federal government with national defense, whether it be state government, city government with local policing, county government, the same thing. It is not the be-all and end-all, but it is the first and the highest priority that they have. They have to fulfill that. I'm responsible for that, but I have to have the resources to get it done. You can't thrust this profound responsibility on me and not give me the resources and expect me to be successful. And that's why I say that this train wreck of a budget proposed by County Executive Abley, it actually sets us up to fail in our mission to keep this county safe. Now, you know, when we talk about prioritization, you know, I have to wonder a little bit. And I was asked this, and that's why I'm bringing it up here. You know, well, Sheriff, you're not a big government guy, and you're not a guy that believes in a lot of tax increase, property tax increases. And that's true. I know the county's facing some daunting financial issues. Been like that since I've been here. The previous county executive was able to do this, was able to propose a no tax levy increase budget without decimating public safety. And you do that through prioritizing. Because I have to ask why we're not willing to provide supervision, which is one of the things that the county executive wiped out. And this is the inexperience I'm talking about. He wiped out the entire supervisory staff in the county jail. You have to supervise your employees. One of the biggest causes for civil payouts when you're suing a governmental entity, it's failure to supervise. These are the things that County Executive Abley didn't take into account by just asking, hey, if I wipe out all your supervision in the jail, what will that mean? And then I could have told him that is not a good move and here's why. And then if he still wants to do it, at least he based it on some information. But I have to wonder why we're willing to pay over $200,000 to provide a chauffeur service for criminal inmates on the Huber program to get them from Franklin, Wisconsin back downtown so they can go do whatever they have to do. We as a county, not me, but I'm in county government, enacted a program to pay out health benefits to live-in partners at a cost of, they claim, about $800,000, and I think that's lowballing. But if you take that $200,000 from the chauffeur service and you take this $800,000, and it's not that that's not a good idea, these aren't good ideas, it's not the highest priority. That would pay for the proposal that you just mentioned, Harold, that was defeated, the little bit over $1 million. Right. So that's an example of, you have to prioritize. It's not that domestic live-in partners shouldn't get health benefits. It's not that at all. We just can't afford it. I don't want to be told we can't afford law enforcement officers. We can't afford to give the sheriff a reasonable amount. I didn't ask for more. I asked for a cost to continue budget. I said to Chris Abley, just give me what you gave, what I got last year, and I'll be fine. We'll make this thing work, even if it's a couple million, because that's what I've experienced. Every year it's some lump sum reduction, and I've never complained. I've worked with it. I can't worry. I don't have a plan to make up for a $15 million cut to this budget. So, you know, it's about prioritizing. I'll go through this budget if somebody wants me to, and I'll find the $15 million to restore my resources just to the 2011 level without raising the property tax levy $1. But that's not my role. I'm not the county executive, I'm not the county board, and I don't want to really tread on their authority to do this, but I'm not going to allow them to look at me and say, well, Sheriff, you know, we just don't have the money. We just don't have the resources. Well, where did we get the money for the Schultz First Service for criminal inmates? Where did we find the money to extend health benefits to domestic live-in partners when we're raising health costs for retirees? This stuff really just boggles my mind.
Supervisor Johnson, do you have any thoughts on those points?
Well, as I said earlier, some of my colleagues are going to have to look past a nearly 2% tax increase in the levy. They're going to have to look at that. They're going to have to make some decisions if a tentative agreement is not reached by the time we sit down 8:30 on Monday morning. Public safety is very important. I believe the county executive believes that just because we are fully incorporated, the municipalities are fully incorporated in Milwaukee County, because there are law enforcement departments in those cities and villages throughout Milwaukee County, that there should be minimal accommodation for the Milwaukee County Sheriff's office. And that's not the case. That's not the case. As the sheriff has clearly indicated, every year he's had to deal with less dollars. And he has done within the parameters of the budget that he's been given. He has done the job. And for him, for his office, rather, just to assume that just because municipalities have police forces, have sworn officers, that somehow this department can be gutted to the extent that it has been, it's very unreasonable. Sheriff Clark has been in law enforcement for a long time. And as he's indicated, there was some consultation with respect to some law enforcement people in the area. I don't know exactly what they were trying to do, other than because they didn't give the county executive and his staff the information that they should have given. They should have reviewed what has happened in the past and seen how crime has gone down, that we over the years have been housing less people. Now we're working toward the Community Justice Council is looking towards some other measures to try to make sure that people get what they need if they are incarcerated. They're not looking at the history, and they're not applying the lessons of history, in my mind.
In his speech, when he presented his budget, the county executive laid out his case for cuts in the sheriff's office by painting a picture that the sheriff's department reported fewer crimes to the FBI than other local police departments. He even mentioned the UW-Milwaukee police had more over at UWM. Sheriff, I know you put out some information on that.
But Harold, what I would say is, even if there are less inmates, even if there are less people detained, costs constantly go up, whether they're energy costs, whether they're fringe benefits, replacement of vehicles, whatever the case may be, costs continue to go up. So, as I said, someone did not look at the history, did not look at what actually happens from year to year as far as turnover of equipment, of individuals, who is aligned here, who has to be shifted there in order to make the process, the law enforcement process, work here in Milwaukee County.
Well, the interesting thing in County Executive Abele's description there, it's part of what went on in this disaster of a budget. Okay, there's a lot of deceit in this budget. There's a misapplication of data in this budget. There's misinformation in his budget and in his budget address. And this thing about the reporting of crimes to the FBI, again, it's his lack of experience about what that even is. All right, he claims he cherry-picked some data, and he said, I went to some website and saw there were X amount of crimes that the Part 1 crimes we're talking about that were reported by the sheriff's office. First of all, the goal of law enforcement is to prevent crime. It's not to report lots of crime to the FBI, who only takes a snapshot of certain things that they're interested in. They don't really care what goes on at the local level. They're just a clearinghouse for collecting data. That's all that FBI Uniform Crime Report is. Again, I'm familiar with this.
Sure.
And he is not. What that report and what the FBI is not interested in, and they shouldn't be, quality of life issues. which aren't major crimes. Okay, the stuff that goes on in the buses, assaults against bus drivers, assaults and thefts against passengers who ride those buses, incidents in county parks and other areas, thefts from vehicle and car thefts from the park and ride lots, of which the county owns a good number of them, that nobody else is covering. So when he says, well, they're incorporated, we're not duplicating anything. I made sure over the last 10 years that we weren't duplicating what's already being done by the local agencies. But again, it's his lack of understanding, his lack of knowledge, his lack of experience about how policing gets done. But the fact is, we reported that year over 1,900 Part 1 crimes to the state of Wisconsin, because you don't report the crimes directly to the FBI. You report them to the State Department of Justice, and the State Department of Justice then sifts through your numbers and decide what they want to send to the FBI. I don't have any control over that, but I'm not here to say, well, we're going to have more crimes to report than you do, and that means that we're doing a better job. That means you're doing a worse job. But again, it's his lack of understanding. Policing happens cross-sectionally now in the 21st century. It doesn't happen vertically. When he says, well, every municipality inside Milwaukee County has its own police department, that's a vertical approach to policing. The way successful policing happens now is cross-sectionally. In other words, information sharing between agencies. We all share our information. There is no duplication. The more information, the better, so that you can produce intelligence, that you can get down to the field, and the officers can go out and prevent and reduce instances of crime. So I don't know if, you know, why he thinks that we should have this huge number of Part 1 crimes. That means I'm not doing my job. If I'm reporting more felonious-type incidents than UWM, then I'm not doing my job. Again, it's his lack of understanding. So, you know, you can, you know what they say, right? Figures lie and liars figure. You can cherry pick and make numbers work any way you want to, because I'm not here to argue that, no, it's not 19, it's 1,900. I'm here to say that I know what I need for resources, and it's a reasonable request. It's been for 9 years. I've never made an unreasonable request, and the county board and the county executive have understood that. And the county board and the county executive previously were at odds, Scott Walker, but they all knew. You know, the sheriff's got to have a certain amount of resources to get this thing done, and even they see through those differences to make this happen. And that's the most discouraging part about this budget this year.
The committee, I do want to detail the two amendments the committee approved. One of them restores funding for the Tactical Enforcement Unit and denies creation of hourly Tactical Enforcement Park Patrol positions. The other amendment unfunds 27 deputy sheriff positions instead of abolishing those. And that was important, as the media has reported, to try to preserve positions while contract negotiations between the county and the Deputy Sheriff's Association continue. Now, all that aside, Sheriff, you know, you are independently elected. You're a constitutional officer for Milwaukee County, and you have flexibility on how your staff is utilized. The board is trying to allocate dollars to your apartment, to your department. But I guess my final question for either of you is, you know, a lot of these other cuts are not going to be restored, at least that's how it looks, and how will the department be able to handle the big changes?
Well, from my perspective, and I'll wait because, you know, this thing's still a little fluid, I don't see all these positions coming back in. I'm a realist. I understand what the situation is. Once this thing is etched in stone, when the county board approves it, but then it goes back to the county exec, and then he gets his veto chance, and then it comes back to see if they're going to override or sustain those vetoes. So at that point, then I'll know for sure what I'm dealing with, and then I'll be able to take a look, and I'll sit down with my budget director, John Preby, and then we'll be able to make a determination as to what impact this is going to have. It's going to have a huge impact regardless on the surrounding local agencies, because they're going to have to pick up the slack. And they're working with fewer resources, too. They're not going to be happy about this. But again, if I don't have the resources, and then they have to do things that really are county interests, like responding to incidents and park and ride lots during the festival seasons when you have literally thousands of cars and it's a target-rich environment for thieves, incidents on the bus. Like I said, 3,400 last year. Someone's going to have to respond to them. Many of those are in the city of Milwaukee, and it's going to be the Milwaukee Police Department. You know how they're struggling with response time and not having all the resources. You know, they have 200 or so vacancies as well. It's going to have a ripple effect, but I'll know once the thing is etched in stone, and then we'll take a look and we'll see what happens. But I'll tell you what, it's not going to be pretty.
Supervisor Johnson, any final thoughts on how the budget might impact the Sheriff's Department?
There will be some amendments that have passed by the Finance and Audit Committee that will fail by the county board, by the whole county board. So we'll take a look at what we can do to restore positions. I think at some point we're going to have to be really concerned about public safety on Monday, as opposed to having a cavalier attitude with respect to the funding of the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. We're going to have to understand that we don't need to help criminals do something that they think that they can do if this county board decides that the Sheriff's Department, at least the funding of the Sheriff's Department's positions, is going to be lessened significantly.
Supervisor Johnson, thank you very much. Sheriff Clark, thanks to you as well.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Harold.
And after the break, we'll bring you up to date on a few other actions the board has taken recently. You're listening to the November 6th edition of Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.